It is Wednesday and time for Current State's Neighbors in Action segment, where we feature people and organizations working to make Mid-Michigan a better place. This week we feature Ellie's Place, the nonprofit, which has branches in Ann Arbor, Grand Rapids, and here in Lansing, offers services to families and children who are grieving. Here to tell us more, Lori Bosch, the managing director of Ellie's Place in Lansing. Hi, Lori. Nice to see you again.
Hi, Mark. Thank you for having us.
And with us also is Tanya Overway, who's been a part of Ellie's Place. Welcome to you, Tanya.
Morning.
Lori, give us the brief overview of what Ellie's Place is and what services you offer.
Well, Ellie's Place has been in the community for 22 years, and we provide peer support groups for children and teens after the death of a loved one. And one in seven children will experience the death of a parent or sibling before the age of 20. Mm. So it's so important that we're here providing support groups for kids so that they can work through their grief, acknowledge their loss, and journey with other kids through their grief so they can lead healthy and hopeful lives.
Tanya, you lost your husband almost 5 years ago. You two had four young children. How did you come to find Ellie's Place?
We were made aware of Ellie's Place through our funeral home initially, as well as our school counselor and some friends of the family. It was obvious that they had previous good experiences with Ellie's Place, and they knew with the situation that I was in and having four kids to raise and deal with the loss of their dad, that was a place that we needed to go.
And what kind of activities did you get involved in? How exactly did they help you?
Well, when we would go to Ellie's Place, we would usually go before the group started for a potluck. And it's an opportunity to just talk really informally with the other families who are participating, as well as the counselors. And then when group time starts, all of the kids go to separate rooms. And there's a lower elementary, upper elementary, a middle school room, and a high school room. And then the adults go into support groups also based on their type of loss. And after groups were over, we would come back out into the community room, and the counselors always made a really good effort to try and talk with the parents about what the kids did during group that time.
What kinds of things did your kids share with you when they were going through this that encouraged you that, yes, you would get through this horrible chapter of your life?
It was a horrible chapter. And they did a lot of activities where they shared stories about their dad. They did craft projects that helped them to remember their dad. I remember one of the things specifically, they had boxes, little memory boxes that they got to decorate and create, and they could put just tokens or pictures or things in that box that helped them to remember something about their dad.
Right.
And all of my kids have those still. I know right where they are in every one of their bedrooms. And even my littlest one is just six now, and he pulls it out still. And he'll say, "Mom, look at the stuff in my box with me."
Hmm. How special. Is it clear to young kids why they're at Ellie's Place, though? I mean, some of the kids you
yes.
work with are very young,
and
it's just so confusing. I mean, do they know why they're there?
Yes, they do. We, all of our families go through an intake with a social worker on our staff. It's a full hour, and this is before they start attending our groups.
Okay.
And during that hour, they learn why they're coming. They talk about problems or issues that the children may be having, and they take a tour of Ellie's Place. So the children know exactly what to expect that first night at Ellie's Place. So yes, We serve children as young as 3 years old, Mark, preschool through kindergarten group. And the first couple weeks, first few weeks, it starts out slowly with smaller children. And, you know, they're just trying to find the language skills to express their loss.
Of course.
But eventually, they've come fully to understand that other children in their group are grieving just like them.
Mm. you have some new things here in Lansing, Lori, a children's garden and a new teen zone. Tell us about those.
Yes, we had a very busy summer. We have been working on these projects for years, and it took us a very long time to line up the resources, but we are very fortunate. We have a beautiful children's garden where, you know, children can go out there. We can actually hold groups out there. But on top of that, they can do wonderful activities, like we have a labyrinth. We have a throwing wall so that when our kids are angry about something, they can write on a water balloon why they're mad. And they can throw that as hard as they want to at the throwing wall. I've been in activity one night when we were doing the throwing wall, and I saw children write on their water balloons things like, I'm mad at God. I'm mad at my teacher because she doesn't understand. Mm-hmm. I'm mad at my mom for dying. Mm-hmm. You know, so much anger surrounds grief that it gives them a healthy outlet.
It is how it manifests itself frequently.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oftentimes. But all kinds of other activities we do in our children's garden, like rock painting, memory rock painting, planting forget-me-nots. And then, of course, as you mentioned, we have our new teen zone, which we literally opened it up to our teens 2 weeks ago. They are so excited.
What happens there?
Well, we have actual activity rooms now for teens where they can break out for 15 minutes just to enjoy each other's company, to get to know each other, to learn to trust each other through just activities. I mean, we have like foosball and air hockey and all kinds of great activities just to warm up the kids, help them get to know each other so that when they go into their group rooms, they feel comfortable with these kids. They feel safe with these kids. And they know that they can open up and share in front of these kids.
Tanya, how is your family doing now?
You know, we're doing well. And I know that I owe that largely to Ellie's Place and to our faith. It was a mess, you know, right away after Manus died. It was going through the motions.
How old were your kids when their dad died then?
My oldest was 9, and my youngest wasn't even 2.
Oh, all right. Lori, if people want to access your services, let's talk about volunteers. To what extent do you rely on volunteers?
Oh, my goodness, a lot. We are always in need of volunteers. In fact, at all times, we have 100 trained facilitators who go through a 20-hour training. They actually work right in the children's groups, and there's usually 3 to 4 facilitators per children's group. So we need a lot of facilitators. But they are trained by our staff and other professionals in the field who teach them not to provide counseling or therapy, but to create the environment where children will feel safe to open up and really to get those conversations going. They journey with our kids through their grief, and they learn the language to use when they are with our kids. Mm-hmm. And the activities.
Tanya, have you maintained some kind? You're here today with Lori, but yeah. Have you maintained some kind of connection with Ellie's Place since you stopped using their services?
Yes, we have. I am a contributor, so I donate to Ellie's Place every year. I spoke at the breakfast. There's an annual breakfast in the spring, and I spoke at that a couple of years ago, and then last year. Helped by having our family in the video that's used at that. And I'm also an ultimate Spartan Challenge challenger.
That's a fundraising event coming up. Briefly tell
it
us
is.
About that,
yes.
Lori.
Yes, it actually started last week. Anybody interested can go to ultimatespartan.com and become a challenger or nominate someone. Or maybe you just want to read one of our challengers' profiles, like Tanya's. I mean, her story is incredible. And maybe you just want to vote. Every vote's $5. It all benefits Ellie's Place. And it's a great competition. We have about 21 challengers right now.
What are people competing in,
oh,
though?
Oh, my gosh.
How are they competing?
They're competing by shooting out. They create a little profile with photos if they want to, and they send it out to their friends, and then their friends vote for them. $5 a vote. Top prize is 4 tickets to the D'Antonio Suite on Homecoming Day, October 12th.
Ooh, nice.
Yeah, and Jackson National Life has a huge tailgate that day. It's a lot of fun and I think rewarding as well.
We have been talking about Ellie's Place and all of their important services here with Lori Bosch, Managing Director of Ellie's Place in Lansing, and Tanya Overway is a former consumer of Ellie's Place's services. Thanks to both of you for joining me today.
Thank you.
And good
Thank
luck
you,
to
Mark.
Both of you.
Thank you.
We could always use more nominations, and we know there are great people and organizations out there that are doing excellent work, and we just don't know about them. So if you'd like to be featured on our Neighbors in Action segment, please tweet us at KAR Current State, or you can send us an email to currentstate@wkar.org. Put Neighbors in Action in the subject line and tell us why you think they should be featured for the great work they do.